welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. We are making a great progress on COVID. We're pleased with what we've got. The president has announced that he's seeking funding for new medication trials and development to actually treat COVID. You found a poem. It was published in Lancet Respiratory Medicine. It looks at the drug budesonide. This is a drug that we all know is commonly used to treat asthma. It's well tolerated, although at high doses for long periods of time, it can, at least in theory, lead to adrenal suppression. We know that oral corticosteroids like methylprednisolone are helpful to those with COVID, but only if they have severe disease. But what might other steroids offer in terms of people with milder COVID disease? There are theoretical risks of immunosuppression. You found a poem, as I said, from Lancet Respiratory Medicine. It attempts to answer the question, in patients with new onset COVID-19 symptoms, does inhaled budesonide safely reduce the likelihood of requiring emergency department consultation or hospitalization? Mark, what do they find?
Yeah, we know that oral steroids are only helpful in the severely ill and that they can actually be somewhat harmful in those with mild disease, so systemic steroids. In this study, they found adults who were sick for less than 7 days. They all had cough and either fever or anosmia during the pandemic. There were 146 patients. Almost all were later confirmed by PCR to have COVID-19. There were a few withdrawals. They ended up with about 140 patients. The average age was fairly young at 45 years. They randomized these patients to get either inhaled budesonide, 800 micrograms twice daily, or usual care. Patients in the budesonide group were told to stop using the inhaler once they recovered, which took about 7 days, and they followed everyone for 28 days. So in the entire population, the primary outcome was an urgent ED visit or hospitalization, and that occurred much less often in the budesonide group, 3% versus 15%. NNT was 8. The magnitude of benefit was similar in the per-protocol population, 1 versus 14%. Time to recovery was also about a day faster. Symptom resolution was somewhat more rapid. There were a few minor adverse events like sore throat in a few people, but they were self-limited. Now, there are some limitations. The study was open label. They stopped the trial early due to the large observed benefit, and they didn't appear to mask outcome assessment either. So those are things that could bias in favor of the intervention. So bottom line is they found that inhaled budesonide 800 micrograms twice daily significantly reduced the likelihood that outpatients with early COVID-19 will need to go to the ED or be hospitalized. And they found an NNT of about 7 or 8 for that. There are several other trials ongoing. Two other similar studies have released preliminary results on preprint servers that I just found this morning. One did find a shorter duration of symptoms, but a smaller impact on the need for hospitalization or death. It was not clear from my reading of the preprint server whether it affected ED visits or not. The other showed a trend towards shorter duration of cough, but otherwise no benefit. So I think this is evolving. I think that, you know, you have a drug that's really very safe. We have a ton of experience with it. It's not crazy expensive. I mean, I think I would certainly be very tempted if I developed COVID within a few days, started taking the budesonide inhaler I have in my closet as an asthma patient. So certainly seems like the harm is minimal and there's potential.
Yeah, no, benefit. It seems like something that is very useful to our listeners as they practice in primary care settings, something that they can do early. It's safe, it's cheap, and it certainly has no harm, and it looks like it might have some benefit. So thanks for bringing this to our attention. It's a journal that I think a few of our listeners will regularly read. So thanks, and we'll talk with you again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.